From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. President Obama joins Asian leaders in Laos. President Barack Obama has reassured nations in the Asia-Pacific that the U.S. strategic rebalance to the region will endure for the long term because it reflects fundamental national interests.
We strengthened our alliances with our new defense guidelines. Japan and the United States will do even more together to uphold regional security. We've expanded our collaboration with the Republic of Korea, including on missile defense to counter North Korean threats. Today, I'll be meeting with President Park to reaffirm our unbreakable alliance and to insist that the international community remain united so that North Korea understands that its provocations will only continue to deepen its isolation.
The president addressed an estimated 1,000 people on Tuesday in the Lao National Cultural Hall, one day after making history as the first sitting U.S. president to visit the country. However, the president also acknowledged the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the economic pillar of his rebalance strategy, is in trouble at home. The massive trade deal signed by 12 Pacific Rim nations must be ratified by the U.S. Congress. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump have spoken out against it. The White House announced a three-year, $90 million contribution to Laos for a national survey of unexploded ordnance and efforts to clear bombs dropped by U.S. forces during the Vietnam War.
Now, given our history here, I believe that the United States has a moral obligation to help Laos heal.
About one-third of the 2.2 million bombs dropped on Laos remain undetonated. German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the G20 summit in China took responsibility for her party's crushing defeat in a state election in Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania on Sunday, just a year before national elections. This is VOA News. The controversial president of the Philippines said Tuesday a planned meeting with President Obama has been mutually agreed upon to be moved to a later date. Their first meeting in Laos was canceled today after Rodrigo Duterte used a vulgarity to describe his American counterpart who planned to raise rights concerns over the war on illicit drugs in the Philippines. In a Twitter statement, Mr. Duterte said he regrets that what he said came across as a personal attack on the president. Ben Rhodes, Deputy National Security Advisor for Strategic Communications, says President Obama has more important concerns.
Frankly, where we've had differences with President Duterte has related more to our concerns that there needs to be a clear commitment to due process and the rule of law as it relates to some of the internal security efforts that have been undertaken there.
The two presidents were to meet for the first time on the sidelines of a Southeast Asian summit since Mr. Duterte took office on June the 30th. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she will not be visiting Mexico before the November election. Her Republican opponent Donald Trump went there last week after Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto invited both potential future U.S. leaders to discuss relations between the neighboring countries. Secretary Clinton told ABC News on Monday that she feels Donald Trump choked in his first effort at international diplomacy when he claimed that the Mexican president had agreed to build that wall to keep immigrants out of the U.S.
What happened is what we call a diplomatic incident, because he came out saying one thing and the Mexican president contradicted him almost immediately. So it is clear that he went down with a mission. It's been the mission of his whole campaign from the very first day to demonize immigrants, to call Mexicans rapists and criminals, to do everything he could to stir up all kinds of bad feelings about hardworking people. And he didn't raise it, so he did choke.
Mr. Trump, on the other hand, claimed not only did he not choke, but that his opponent is, in fact, the choker.
So let me just tell you about choking. I don't choke. She chokes. Look at the deal she's made. She's responsible for so many bad things that have happened to our country, including the signing by her husband of NAFTA, which has drained our country of its jobs. I've been given A-plus, including by you people, but I've been given A-pluses for the job I did in Mexico. And the fact is, Mexico will pay for the wall. It was discussed that it wouldn't be discussed, but they know my stance.
Mr. Trump was also in Ohio on Monday, meeting with union members and blaming President Obama for allowing U.S. corporations to move jobs to Mexico. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.